You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I've laid a lot on people in these last few shows on the Biblical Law series. And I'm sure a lot of this was new. As I ended the last show, I said, don't believe me. Look it up in your Bible. See for yourself if this is true, yes or no. Either that's what the Bible says or it doesn't say that. It is quite simply that simple. So what about if this has been, if this is counter to what you've been taught? What if it's counter to what you previously believed and you have looked in the Bible to see if it really says that? And you find out, oh boy, it does. Well, how do I reconcile this? What can I do? Well, first off, can you reject instruction, laws, commandments, statutes, ordinances, precepts, judgments, because you don't like them or you don't understand them? Can you treat this like it's a old country buffet, Orion's buffet, and go in there and pick the things you like and reject the things you don't? Well, let me make this statement. There are instructions in the Bible that I didn't understand, that I didn't even know were there. And I didn't like them when I read it and God was showing me. I didn't like it. I'll be honest and be the first one to admit it. But you know what? I didn't like it because I didn't understand it. Once you do it and you ask God to show you and to help you understand, and he shows you the wisdom and the blessing and the reasons behind these instructions, you'll understand that God does not make a mistake. He does not screw it up. He's not schizophrenic. He doesn't say one thing here and another thing there. He's not schizophrenic. You cannot reject instruction from the Bible because you don't understand it, and because you don't understand it, you don't like it. Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. So in other words, if God shows you his truth, and you reject it and you continue to sin, there's no longer a sacrifice for your sins. Jesus' death and sacrifice does not apply to you. Verse 28, anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more punishment do you suppose will be he thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot and counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Do not sin anymore. It's that simple. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.